Well, another week and another rally in the crop markets. So, Kim, what's going on?
Well, prices just keep going up. You look at wheat. Let's go back to early July, $5.96. Now, in July, we had days that we had a 30-cent price increase. We had days with 30-cent price declines. But by August the 13th, we were at $7.17 on the cash price. Wallered around, up and down, mostly up. This week we got to $7.75 on the wheat. Corn, go back to early August, say August the 13th, $5 cash corn, it's up to $5.65. Soybeans, $11.30 in August the 13th, up to $12. So we've had prices going up relatively well. And you look at cotton, September the 20th, we had 89 cent cotton. Early this week, we had $1.16 cotton prices.
So what do you think is driving that rally?
Well, I think it's supply and demand and uncertainty. You look at supply and demand, that's reflected in your projected ending stocks. For wheat, the world, 10.2 billion bushels compared to 10.6 last year. The five-year average is 10.4, so slightly below average on world stocks. But U.S., the ending stocks projected for wheat, 580 million bushels, 845 last year, 10-year average, 1 billion. Tight stocks in the United States. Hard red winter wheat, 311 million bushels this year, 427 last year, 528. So tight wheat stocks. Corn, 11.9 this year. It's up from 11.4, but remember, prices are going up and we had some big changes, but the five-year average is 12.7. So relatively tight corn stocks, 1.5 billion in the U.S., this year, 1.2 last year, 2 billion on the five-year average. You look at soybeans, world 3.8 billion, last year 3.6, average 3.7. So average beans, but beans has got to compete for land with corn this year because they're wanting to increase corn production and tight stocks. 320 million bushels in the United States, 256 last year, 486 for the average. So overall, relatively good demand and relatively tight stocks.
You know, what about the uncertainty? Does that have anything to do with, you know, the supply issues that we're just pretty much having with everything?
Well, I think if you say supply issues is related to transportation, yes, because you sell the wheat or you buy the wheat, it's hard to get the cargo. Your cargo prices, your transportation prices have more than doubled. You got the COVID situation with uncertainty with labor. So you get the ship to the port. It's hard to get the labor to get it loaded or unloaded. So you got those problems. Then you got China. Remember we had that swine flu there in China with problems, increased their herd. So it's uncertain how much they're going to buy. And they've been buying a lot of beans, quite a bit of corn. There's concern about inflation.
So what should producers do with this year's crop that's already in the bin?
Well, I think it's time to sell it on this market. Staggered in, you know, we're talking about 20 cent price moves up in one day or 20 cent down, maybe up to 30 cents. When you're in an uncertain market, basically stay out of it unless you've got some commodity to sell. If you have commodity to sell and you've got favorable prices, pull that trigger on a little bit at a time and stagger it out over several month time periods.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.